Muslims all over the world are preparing to celebrate Eid al-Kabir, the Feast of the Sheep. It coincides with the conclusion this weekend of the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca. The festival is the biggest in the Islamic calendar for the West African country of Senegal, which is 95% Muslim. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports there's lots of excitement surrounding the festival and lots of sheep.
Eid al-Kabir, Eid al-Adha, Tabaski, Taske, whatever you choose to call it, here in Senegal, everyone's gearing up for La Fête du Mouton, the celebration of the sheep. It marks the time when the scriptures and the Quran tell us that the Prophet Abraham was prepared to sacrifice his son. But God substituted Abraham's son with a ram on the sacrificial altar. So once again, Dakar has become a virtual sheep market as tens of thousands of fattened rams from as far away as neighboring Mali and Mauritania make their way into Senegal's capital city and other towns, waiting to be slaughtered in commemoration.
C'est comme ça que je les appelle, hein?
Ousseinou is a sheep trader with a passion for his job, and he's hoping to make good money this year. He calls out to his huge, well-groomed, well-fed white and black and white rams munching on their morning meal. He introduces le bagarreur, the aggressive one called Bad Boy. Watch out, he kicks, he says. These aren't paddock sheep who just eat anything, Ousseinou announces proudly. These are prize specimens, and they cost a bundle.
Nous sommes tous inquiets.
That's just the problem, the cost, says Moussa, who's looking to buy a ram, but he can't afford Ousseinou's. For Moussa, it's all about pride and pressure. We Muslim men in Senegal are all worried, he says. It'll be all right, inshallah. But look at the prices, and there's no money. And it's all about shopping. Horse-drawn carts ferry people to and fro in the town of Rufis. Here in Dakar, it's become traffic jam city, with rising tempers, high spirits, and a cacophony outside Central Sandaga Market, which is brimming with customers, preparing for the festival. Everything you can imagine is for sale. Carving sets and handmade roasters and grills for that mutton. And the top item, fabric. Alioun Badarage is enticing shoppers to buy bazin, Guinea brocade material, in all the colors of the rainbow. That's to make up boubou, long traditional gowns for the whole family. Friday best for Friday prayers. And it's big business for all the tailors in town. Religious obligations apart, the whole point of Eid al-Kabir or Tabaski, says Senegalese commentator Tidjane Sy, is that it's time for sharing with family and friends, just like Thanksgiving, sharing between Muslims, Christians, and everyone else in Senegal. But
because of the social pressure, because of the intense preparations, and because of the way people are waiting for this celebration to happen, people overspend. They spend too much money on the ram, they spend too much money on the clothing, they spend too much money on other little details to really make the celebration happen, to make the family happy. So definitely after Eid al-Kabir, people become broke.
Before that, of course, there's praying, dancing, singing, and feasting to come. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.